we do have relative deprivation and poverty, and with that comes inequalities and differences in living conditions, which drive 80% of what contributes to our wellness, if you like. So that's always been a passion of mine, tackling that, the social justice angle of it, as well as the humanitarian angle of it. And what COVID has shown, because in public health, we have been banging on about this for decades, that inequalities is a key issue. But people are, the difference now is people are listening. So while the COVID pandemic was a terrible thing, I am an optimist. And one of the good things that came out of it was this realization of just how immediate and how important the impacts of inequalities are on things like COVID. So that's made policymakers, the big planners nationally sitting in the NHS and elsewhere, sit up and really, really take notice of the fact that inequalities need to be tackled. And indeed, in most of the new policies and strategies coming out, leveling up agenda, all of that talks to inequalities. So that is my number one issue. Now, within that, there's a framework called CORE 20 plus 5, which has been proposed by the NHS to tackle health inequalities. And that's a very good framework to actually build from in Kent in particular, but in general across the whole country. So the CORE 20 plus 5 means CORE 20 is the 20% most deprived population in a geographical area, which obviously will link directly with poor outcomes with smoking, obesity, other things as well. And then you've got the plus, which are other specific groups who are not necessarily in that 20% most deprived, but who could be also experiencing inequality. So it could be groups of rural poverty, it could be older people, it could be people with mental ill health, all kinds of groups additionally are there, which we can bespoke for Kent. And then the five are five health conditions which need to be tackled. And those are maternal health, high blood pressure, mental illness, respiratory illness, as well as cancers. And what I would argue is we need to put another plus in addition to that to add obesity, tobacco control, which includes smoking, and addictions, and also particularly alcohol dependency. So those are the kind of specific spectrum of things which we can frame for tackling health inequalities and make it much more real and much more specific for Kent. And that's what I want to focus on.